Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 225. A very late running Larry here.
And Anthony here.
What's going on, Ant? How are you?
I know I was on time. Where were you?
I was in La La Land. Not even my own theme park. Truth be told, and behind the scenes, I was zonked out like a light. We were supposed to record at a certain time. I thought it was supposed to be a half hour later, so I was double shotted on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're just lucky that I have no life here in Florida and I'm not somewhere else.
This is true. I feel terrible. This is the first time I think I was ever this drastically late.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, for the number of years we've been doing this, we've actually been pretty punctual.
Everybody gets one,
and that's it.
It's like a long time ago, my job on campus, and I was supposed to work on a Saturday, and we started at like 10. And I get a call at like noon from the manager, and she's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. How are you? What's going on? It's like, where are you supposed to be? I'm like, I don't know. It's like, look at a watch. I'm like, uh-oh, I'll be there in a minute. Thank God it was on campus.
Wow.
But
what's funny? My entire life, I've never experienced that.
No, that was the only time. Otherwise, I feel like if I'm not, I'd rather be a half hour late than a minute, a half hour early than a minute late. So is what it is. But in a weird way, the reason why I ran late, I actually wanted to kind of talk about on the episode this week. Don't mind my camera. I was like, here we go. As I try and find something.
Wow.
That
was an interesting angle.
Yeah. He said, well, actually, I'm working on that. And here's why. The reason why I ran late is because a couple hours ago, I figured I had nothing to do. Let me get out there and do some more walking to try and get healthy and whatnot and garbage. As I put on my posts on my Instagram page, More365, screw this. Just give me the liposuction. Because, man, it is a hump. I was so tired when I got back. And again, for a lot of people, 3.11 miles, they can do it a drop of a hat. Took me about an hour, but I did it.
That's okay. You know what, though? It gets easier over time.
That's what I've heard. It gets easier.
I am living proof.
Yes. No, you know what? Honestly, without going into it, you are. And it's amazing. Trust me. Mm-hmm. And I've always been proud of you for that. But because of my 3.11 miles, 5K, if you will. As I mentioned before, I've ordered these virtual run medals, and I haven't opened the packages yet until I complete another one. So Sweet. Now I get a chance to open one.
Ooh, which one? Left.
That's exactly right. Ant, you choose number one or number two?
Number two.
Two. That one. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have one more to go, and then I'm never doing a 5K again. No, I'll just...
No, that's not true, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start mailing you 5K medals to do.
I ordered these in October. That's how long it's been. All right. Ooh, let's see.
Well, did I tell you that the... go ahead. Open yours, and then I'll tell you mine.
You know what's funny? The first one I got had a whole bunch of stuff in them. Now it's just the medals. I think they know. Okay. All right, see what it is. I'm just taking it out of the package. So I now have unlocked... Good choice, man. Ta-da! The PlayStation 5K.
Nice. 90s gamers 5K.
That is awesome.
That looks great. That's fantastic. Awesome. Very nice. Congratulations, Larry.
Thank you very much. I think now I know what the last one is, but I'll still wait.
Excellent accomplishment. What I was going to say to you, don't feel bad about ordering them and taking 6 months. I ordered a Friday the 13K medal. One year because I thought it was cool. And for those who don't know, 13 kilometers is about 8 miles.
It just gave me a headache.
Yep. And it took me almost 2 years, I think, before I finally did it, because my knee got messed up, and then there was a hernia and all these other things happened. So nothing wrong with taking your time on these things.
And that's
now,
what I...
Now I couldn't do a 13K if you paid me right now.
So virtual run, check out virtual run. They have really cool medals, and now I get to add this one to my NES controller and Game Boy. So
very nice. Cool. We got to get you some more to keep you going.
Well, I got one more at least, and that one's a heavy one. So I'm curious which one that is. Like, right. I honestly don't even remember now.
Well, we'll still get you some more.
With that though, what we're going to talk about this week, it might end up being a short episode. We'll just see how it goes. I screwed everything up today. So
no, you didn't mess anything. we're here. We're recording. People are watching and listening to us. Let's start talking video games.
All right. I bought stuff. So
let's start talking about the video games you bought.
let's talk about that. First, let me just go into,
Big surprise, Larry went shopping.
I did go to Game On after we spoke last week.
Okay.
And I picked up some, the first thing I did, and I got to appreciate Game On for this, they tested, and it still worked magically, just kind of gave it a good cleaning. My original Xbox is still up and running.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
Because I thought it was done for. So I've actually replugged in the original Xbox. Mm-hmm. I have it over there. I didn't include it here. But
no worries about that.
Because they finally got in stock Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, the first one on Xbox.
Awesome.
Game was fantastic.
Love that game.
So I picked that up. And I think I told the story before. I purchased Final Fight Streetwise like a month or two ago. Because it's supposed to be backwards compatible on the 360. Right. Which I tried it and it wasn't. I don't know why, but I think it's the game's fault, not anything else. So I'm like, all right, I never had a chance to go back to Game On. So I brought the Xbox with me. And when we opened it to test it, I had Final Fight in it, Streetwise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Long story short, apparently I originally owned Final Fight Streetwise, and it was apparently the last game I played on my original Xbox. Because it was separate from the one I bought from Game On.
Nice.
I'm like, I don't remember putting this in there, testing it. And when I got home, I'm like, oh no, I have two copies. I thought that was
funny.
Yeah. So
you can always return one.
I hopefully can. An exchange program is very willing for that. Okay, so here's what I picked up.
What else did you pick up that you probably won't ever play?
No, actually, I can't wait. Well, if the Polymega never shows up, you're right. Mm-hmm. This harks back to a couple of weeks ago when our good friend Anthony Chu was on the show. Actually showed some gameplay of this because this version is different than the Super Nintendo and Genesis version we used to. Dragon the Bruce Lee Story on Game Gear.
Very nice. Oh, Game Gear, too.
Game Gear, which because nice. This is more of a traditional side-scroller as opposed to the beat-em-up.
Nice. Yes. Very cool.
So we got that. And then it's pretty ROM and hack heavy with these two games. Mm-hmm. The first one, it's a weird side scroller. I don't know if this is just a repro, but it's a game called Nightmare Busters.
Oh, that looks familiar. Do you know? Did you try the gameplay?
Oh, I did. Game's fantastic. It's a side scrolling game. You know, just a platformer. And I picked up, this is definitely a hack, Brutal Mario World.
Brutal Mario World.
Yep, the levels are just that. They are brutal.
Okay,
cool. Kind of like a bunch of Super Mario Maker levels on a cart.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So,
positively difficult. No, thank you.
And what I also did was, which he has in stock, again, it's kind of not a repro. Actually, it's an original game. The Stone Protectors.
Yes, I saw you post about that.
One of the very games that I did a Kickstarter for that, well, may not actually launch, but we still have time to tell. But I played it. So it's an originally launched Super Nintendo game. And it's fun. It's, again, a platformer, side-scroller. But it was just the way the game was designed. Very choppy, very slow, kind of. Mm-hmm. I can see why it never really took off because of that gameplay. So if the Kickstarter goes off, hopefully they fix that for the Super NES version, and then they'd be releasing a Genesis version. But at least I got to play Stone Protectors. I was like, all right, I'm still in. I'm still in for the Kickstarter. All right.
Very cool. That's awesome.
And then the final thing, which I'm going to try and back this up for.
Uh-oh.
My pre-order came in, finally, after waiting so long.
A pre-order came in.
Yes.
Okay. What pre-order came in?
Not the one you're thinking of course.
Of course not.
It is the Toplin Collection.
Ooh, that looks great.
Toplin Collection, 4 shoot 'em ups, westernized.
Very nice.
As far as I know, for the first time.
Very cool.
Before we get into the games themselves, I got a couple little cool add-ons. A nice pin.
Oh, pins are always cool. Oh, I love that.
Reflective.
All your base are belong to us.
Yep. And I got a cool, there's like a thank you from the maker of these games.
Oh, that's cool.
And a couple of signatures on the back.
Very cool. Nice.
Yep. So So, and then the games themselves, which I tried doing a separate video unboxing, but then I realized halfway through my recorder wasn't going. So I said, F it. I'll just wait till Saturday. So here's, it's kind of like an old NES box set.
Yeah, that is what, well, NES or Genesis, right?
Actually, I meant to say VHS. That's what it felt like first. But yeah, no, these are old Genesis boxes. Yep. And we'll just go in order here. So we have Truxton. And a, I mean, the artwork is phenomenal.
Wow, the artwork is beautiful, yeah.
Right? Traditional Genesis box.
Nice.
Now, all four of them, I won't go into details of all four, but all four will have a set of these puffy stickers.
Cool.
Very fun.
God, I haven't seen puffy stickers in forever.
I know, right?
Wow.
I mean, look.
I don't remember the last time. That's awesome.
Very retro. Each one, of course, will have their own instruction booklet. And each one will have, which, Ant, this is going to set your OCD off terribly. Will have a certificate of authenticity.
Nice.
Each number is different.
No. No.
This one is 782.
No.
I know one of them is in the hundreds.
No.
Because
I want you to contact them. And you send them back and you get the... Is it because people were able to order these games separately and that's why?
I believe so. But still, if you're going to put them into a collection.
No, that's just unacceptable. Like, literally, for me, that's grounds for return.
Then each one comes with an art card.
Very nice.
And each one will come with a little interview with the makers of the game in both English and Japanese.
Oh, that's very cool. So. That's a nice, it looks like a nice little set.
Oh yeah, no, this is very cool. I will put that back a little later. But then the carts themselves. So this is Truxton. Look at that.
Oh wow. Nice. What is it, like pink?
I would say a clear translucent
pink. Like translucent pink. Yeah. Look, that's really cool.
Look at all that real estate not being used.
I know. That's interesting. I wonder, like, well, again, I'm sure, I don't know if you're going to show them all. Are they all different colors?
They're exactly it.
All right. Well, here we go. They're very, very nice. Are you going to play and beat all of these games?
Well, as you know, beating a shoot 'em up is probably one of the worst things to ever try and do because it is a terrible feat of strength.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever, have I ever officially beaten a shoot 'em up game? I got to think.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've barely ever gotten far into these games. They're just fun to play with.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever played a shoot 'em up long enough to beat them.
It's Hellfire.
Hellfire looks very nice. Yes.
Hellfire. There's the game itself.
Yeah, now I'm thinking. Yep, very cool.
And then, like I said, they all each have with their stickers and everything, but here's the Hellfire cart.
I think the closest I have to beating shoot 'em ups is when, like, the Altered Beast levels where there was side scrolling.
Yeah. Nice translucent baby blue.
Very cool. Very nice.
Dare I say turquoise or maybe aquamarine?
It could be one of those. If you have a 64 box of crayons, you should compare.
Okay, so that's that.
I missed 64 box of crayons.
Next up, Fire Shark. Look at that.
That looks cool.
Forget about Sharknado. You gotta worry about Fire Shark.
They never, yeah, that'll be the, instead of Sharknado, that's what you need next, Fire Shark. Sharks that are on fire and attacking you.
I'm pretty sure they did something like that.
Oh, I'm sure they pretty much have done everything at this point. Oh, gold or yellow, yeah. Yellow, very cool. Looks more, yeah, goldish. Very nice. Fire Shark. Excellent. Excellent addition. Wilson. Now, if you would have kept your Retro Freak, you could play all these games right now.
I have an actual Genesis. I could still play these games.
That's very true.
Oh, and Zero Wing. This is the big one.
Oh, wow. All right. That looks sweet. That looks
Really hope they
that one going to be a red?
You want to guess red? People, make your choices at home now. Guess what you want to guess.
What color is the cartridge? I say red.
Going to be...
pink.
Purple.
Okay, purple. All right, purple. Sure. Whatever works.
Great. I mean, these games are high quality. The boxes themselves are high quality. So I'm very happy about this. All joking aside, this
collection. And then was this did you order this through, wasn't this Europe?
No. This was here in the States.
The States, okay.
Through a company called Castlemania.
Oh, yes.
Retrobit is the company that actually made it. Was this helpful?
Very nice, very nice.
And then the final thing, which is all the way over there, I forgot, but whatever, is I got in the mail, and I kind of forgot I did this. There's a game called Retromania Wrestling that's coming out.
Oh, yes, of course.
And it is the sequel to WrestleFest.
which we all love
because the original company is on board with it. It's got a bunch of indie wrestlers in it. The BWO is in it. Tommy Dreamer, you know, for those who watch wrestling, they're all in it. Tons of different rings. They had a little bit of a setback, but as we speak, the game's released on Steam. It's coming out, I believe, this week on Xbox.
Ooh.
And Switch and PS4 are on their way. There's a little bit of a delay with the companies.
Okay.
I pre-ordered the Switch version. And what happens is that when I ordered it, though, I was also able to order a physical box of the game.
Okay.
There's no game in it. So when
you
I
get
got
a box
it,
of the game,
all it is a box. It's a Nintendo Switch box with a game, the artwork, some instructions inside of it. But no, it says on the back, no game included. I'll get a download code for that later.
Okay. So did they make physical copies of the game that they will deliver later, or it's only digital and you can just get the box?
Right now it's only digital. They will be doing a physical release, which I can get a discount on. But unfortunately, they signed a deal with the devil to make physical copies.
Mm-hmm.
So I might not be getting physical copies.
Okay.
Because they're bad people.
Yeah, because I would definitely want a physical copy of the game.
I mean,
it must be the best website to buy physical copies of games. Limited run games, right?
Limited Run will be putting out a physical copy release of the game.
Yes. So. And then I will be getting a copy.
They can go poop in their hat.
Hat poop. Always the best. I'll definitely get a copy of that for sure.
Actually, I've been hearing a lot of good things about the game, though. So it's supposed to be really, really good.
Looking forward to it. Well, we should definitely get it on the same platform so we can play
Nintendo Switch.
All right. Nintendo Switch it is.
All right. And that's all I got. I think the final thing that's coming in the mail, the Genki Shadow Cast I was talking about a couple weeks ago.
You mentioned that.
That's on its way. I think it's coming maybe Monday. So we'll see.
Yep. Well, I want my book already, my hardcover book. That's not going to come until next year.
Next year. But you never know. It may get released early.
Who knows? Doubtful, but I'm looking forward to that. So
that was basically my week in game purchases.
My week in game purchases has been pretty much next to nothing.
Nothing.
I think I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this game last week. I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing this game called Rhyme.
You said you got it. Didn't say anything about playing it.
Okay. So bought this game called Rhyme. Again, I get,
you get it on time.
I did because it was downloadable.
Rhyme time.
Okay. Yes, I got it. Ha ha. as you can tell, I'm the one that tells the jokes around. So
point pig police officer. Yeah.
Yeah. So downloaded a game called Rhyme. Mm-hmm. I get into these puzzle mode things I just want to play puzzle games. So it's like a 3D kind of a little open world-ish puzzle game. So played through it. Already finished it. Not an incredibly long game. It took me maybe like a week and a half. But I get sucked into those games when like those are really good. Like when you give me a really good puzzle game, like I just get sucked into them.
Yeah, so, I don't blame.
And that game was fantastic. Very, very good. The story is great. The music, I have to say, like I've been listening to the soundtrack on YouTube just as like background music. No, I'm not kidding you. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the story was fantastic. It had a twist in it that I didn't see coming. It definitely gets you a very emotional story.
Okay.
So, it was on sale. I don't think it's on sale anymore. So I bought it when it was on sale for like $10.
Mm-hmm.
But it was worth every penny. Absolutely loved it. And then outside of that, I don't think I've really bought anything. Oh, you know what was on sale that I picked up too? Slender Man, The Arrival.
Did you really?
Yeah, I picked that up.
I heard mixed reactions about that.
I heard mixed reactions too, but I wanted to download the game that, you know, that supposedly people blame. Yeah, that people blamed for them trying to murder people. So
that is true. Slender Man. Yeah.
Yeah. So I downloaded Slender Man, The Arrival to check that out just for fun.
Maybe it's the movie I'm thinking of that was terrible.
I think the movie was terrible.
Okay.
That's what I understand. but the game is so scary and whatever that, you'll try murdering somebody.
Fair enough.
Another game that I picked up, and again, we're not being very retro this week, but you know, it happens.
That's all right.
Is a game called We Were Here.
We were, Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have you played that? Okay.
No, so, I heard of it. I didn't play it, though.
I started playing a little bit of it with a friend of mine who had already completed it, but it's a very unique little game because it's like an escape the room kind of game.
Oh, okay.
But it's two player. So basically, you have to play the game with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
You start in a room and they start in a room and they have to talk you through how to escape the room based on what they see in the room they're in.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you can play the game in two different ways. So you know, you're either the one talking to one person through or you're the one being talked through the game. So really unique, and play through the first room in the game. Oh, and the whole idea is I think you play through the game in one sitting. It's one of those.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's not like a terribly long game. But yeah. It's like, so play through like the first room just to kind of try it out with a friend of mine who had already beaten it. It's really cool because it's like, you know, he's giving me cues of like, okay, now I see this in my room. Can you find anything related to that? And then I'm like walking around the room trying to find, oh, I see this. And he's like, okay. It's like, I think you need to do this. Like, try doing this with it. And then I try to, you know, it's like, so it's really, really cool. And I think there are three or four of them available to purchase in the PlayStation store. So I only downloaded the first one and I still haven't gotten through it all the way because, and the other thing about it too, is you can play with a stranger. So you can go on and go into online mode and it'll just pair you up with somebody to play with. So I'm not doing that.
I like how you said stranger. Stranger danger, stranger danger.
Stranger danger. So, but it's
stranger,
true. It's
like a stranger is just a friend you haven't met.
Or they're a stranger who's going to kill you.
That is true.
There are two different types. So depending on, yeah. So, you can play with somebody you don't know.
Okay.
Or you can have a friend of yours pick it up as well and you can play it together. So
fair enough.
Very interesting concept. I kind of like the concept of that. So got that as well.
Sounds cool. It sounds like those like bomb diffusing games. I've always wanted to try one of those.
Yes. You know, there's one, there's a VR one that I have.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's a VR one. I forget what it's called.
Those can be elaborate because I know there's one on the Switch as well. And like with these bomb diffusing games, again, it's a two player game. One person just basically has like this bomb in front of them. They have to diffuse, duh. And the other person though, and like you have to print out like 12 pages of instructions. Mm-hmm. Because the other person will be flipping through the pages, almost like a choose your adventure.
Yeah.
Having to figure out what to do next. So like you kind of said, though, like the person talking you through can't see the elaborate setup, but you can't see the instructions. I've always wanted to try one of those.
Well, if you pick one up, we can try it. I mean, I know there's one on, like I said, I know there's one on VR. I want to say it's like,
I know what you're talking about.
Stop talking and you explode, or don't talk
something
and you
like explode. That. It's on the Switch as well, yeah.
Yeah, what is it? Don't talk or you explode.
Don't talk to strangers.
Keep talking and nobody explodes.
There we go.
That's what it's called. You're alone in a room with a bomb. Your friends have the info you need to defuse it, but there's a catch. They can't see the bomb. So, yeah, like that type of game I've wanted to try.
Okay.
Would be really fun. So yeah, if you want to play that, we can buy it.
We will figure it out.
We will figure it out. I think that's it for me in terms of gaming related purchases. It's basically just been me and my PS5 lately.
So. It's like you don't want the 5 to live here. I have a PS4. 5.
No, 5. I have 5. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me PS5.
The door slowly opens and the PS5 starts walking in.
Yeah.
With a PS2 to hit you in the back.
Oh, Lord. So those are my purchases.
All right, cool. Good stuff. There goes all our money.
Yep. And outside of that, I know it looks like we're having a short episode today.
That's fine because I'm very tired still.
That's okay. I have a little bit of news if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Want to share some of that today.
What do you got?
First thing is starting... March 25th through April 19th, you can download 10 indie games on the PS4.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely free.
Really?
Yep. It's part of the Play at Home program in 2021.
Okay.
And the 10 free games that are available, again, this is starting on March 25th. I want to say it's 10, maybe it's 9. I thought it was 10. Hold on.
Over nine games available.
Over nine games, nine or more available.
Nine times.
Okay.
Nine
so
times.
The first game is called Abzu.
Okay.
It's an underwater adventure that evokes the dream of diving. So you immerse yourself in a vibrant ocean full of mystery.
Fair enough.
By the way, and some of these games, free games, are VR. And I'll point that out when we get to it. This is not a VR game, though.
I have a VR set.
Okay. So Abzu, Enter the Gungeon. I don't know if you've heard of that one. That's a no. It's a dungeon crawling game.
I think it sounds like a gungeon crawling game.
It's a dungeon crawling game where you shoot, loot, dodge, roll, and table flip your way to personal absolution.
Table flip. You don't normally hear about that.
No, you don't. So Enter the Gungeon, Res Infinite, which you've heard of that one. Okay. Yeah. Res Infinite, which is a really cool one. Subnautica, which is another ocean journey one.
That sounds familiar.
And then this one's one of my personal favorites on the PS4. I was obsessed with this game called The Witness.
Can I get a witness? Why does it sound familiar, The Witness?
It's a puzzle game. You're on an island. There are over 500 puzzles on the island, and it just gets incredibly more difficult as you go along. But it really is it's almost like Myst, similar to Myst.
I think you talked about it before. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely love this game. I could not recommend it more if you like puzzle games.
I'll give it a shot.
I've literally been trying to find a puzzle game that comes close to what this was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I can't find one. This was just fantastic. And then we get into the free VR games. Okay. Mm-hmm. Astrobot Rescue Mission. If you've never played it and you have VR, you're missing out on probably the best VR game that is very Mario Odyssey like, except you're in it.
Okay. So
I highly recommend it. Again, this is free, so mm-hmm. you can just even if you don't have a VR, you can download it, and if you get a VR in the future, you can play it. Mm-hmm. The next one is called Moss, which is an action adventure puzzle game for the VR where you play a little mouse going on an adventure. I bought this game, I think a year or a year and a half ago. I haven't gotten around to it, but it was also considered one of the best VR games ever made.
Oh, okay.
So also worth playing. Another game called Thumper, which is a rhythm game.
Yes, I actually have that on the Stadia.
Oh, there you go. Yep. So Thumper, you can play on VR. PSVR.
Yep. You got to rescue Bambi's mother.
Oh, well, if everybody wants to save her. And then the last one on the list is called Paper Beast. So you it's a VR game. You discover a wild ecosystem born from lost internet data. So you shape your environment to overcome obstacles and puzzles. Basically, and everything looks like it's made out of paper. So
that's
cool. Animals are put together by pieces of paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. It almost looks like an origami type of thing.
So it's not a hybrid Paperboy Altered Beast game, which I think would be phenomenal.
Definitely not. So those are the nine free games coming out.
Times. Okay, yeah. Very cool.
And then one other one, maybe this is the 10th one to announce. Starting on April 19th, so this is a month away, you can download Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition for free.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. So lots of free games coming, which is really cool.
Good. I need free games. I've spent so much money on these other ones.
Yeah, exactly. And, more free games to not play. All right. little bits of other news.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. We got some news out of him. He is.
Is he staying quiet?
No, we got him to sing. So it took a while. We had to catch him. Sonic is coming out with a physical card game.
Oh, wow.
So it's not, he's getting a card game currently in the works at Steamforged Games.
Okay.
And not much has been revealed, except they say Sonic's the name and speed is the game, literally.
Wah-wah.
Join the beloved Blue Blur in a competitive card racing game where you'll collect power-ups and rings to win. It's fast family fun. You'll race through again and again.
All right. I never got into card games. This sounds pretty cool, though. Maybe just to pick up a starter pack just to have. But that's a pretty cool idea. I don't know if you're going to mention it. Side note, they started production on Sonic 2, the movie.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yep.
And did you also hear that the people behind Sonic are now making Ace Ventura 3?
Really?
Yes.
They love Jim Carrey so much.
They're doing Ace Ventura 3.
So is Ace Ventura Jr. going to still be canon?
I have no idea.
That's a terrible moment.
Let's hope not. Moving on. Animal Crossing New Horizons, right? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, Animal Crossing New Horizons. One is celebrating its 1 year anniversary. It came out a year ago already.
Yeah,
I came out later.
No, because I remember it hit when the pandemic hit. So, like, at least everyone had something to do for at least a few weeks.
Yeah, and everybody bought it or are still playing it.
No, everyone, because they're like, all right, we got 2 weeks to stay inside. Well, let's just play some Animal Crossing. A year later, I need bells.
Yeah.
I need bells.
So, somebody created a short film called Don't Peek. It's a horror short about an evil character that shows up in the Animal Crossing game while a woman is playing it at night, that comes out of the game and into her room.
I need this movie and I need it now. Where can we find it?
It's a short film that you can watch online. It was selected for the South by Southwest Film Festival.
Awesome.
It has now been picked up and will become a feature film.
Oh, you know. I wonder what game they have to go with that's not Animal Crossing at that point.
I have no idea. But I wonder if they'll just go to Nintendo.
Because
she's playing the Nintendo Switch. You see the Nintendo Switch and Animal Crossing in the short. So
maybe it's like that movie. What was that movie? World of Tomorrow or Finding...
Like World of Tomorrowland or something like that.
It's a horror movie.
Return to Tomorrowland.
It's a black and white horror movie that was filmed entirely in Walt Disney World without Walt Disney World knowing there was a movie being made in Walt Disney World.
Correct.
And I don't know how they got through the legal aspect of it to release it.
They won whatever cases they had Disney had against them.
I still flabbergasted by that, but this movie sounds really, really interesting. What's it called again?
Called Don't Peek.
Don't Peek. All right, I'm gonna
look that Don't up. Peek.
Don't Peek.
Okay. And the last bit of news and great news to announce right now is that officially Super Nintendo World at Universal Japan has now opened.
Mazel tov.
To the public.
Yes.
So when are we going?
I'm game to go. Look, I get my first shot on the 25th. A month later in May, so let's say June or July, let's just go. Just pick up and go.
Well, you know, the borders have to open first, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure they are in some way.
Japan is not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, we can swim. No.
I don't think you'd make it.
I'll still be able to see the beach before I drown.
I don't think you'd leave the beach before you drown. Nope. You'd still be on the beach.
But then you can just push me out and just... ride me out and you'll be there in about 19 days.
And then when I get there, I'll give you a proper Viking funeral.
Just kick me away and throw a match on me.
And throw a match. Burn.
Super Mario World finally opening.
Super Nintendo World.
World, whatever. Let's face facts. It's a Mario World. Because
Super Nintendo World.
The door to the Donkey Kong section is locked and no one's allowed past it.
Yeah. So it's not done yet.
No, I know. But everyone's like, what's behind this mystery door?
Yeah, you'll find out one day.
It's like in the Truman Show. You open up the door and there's just a bunch of actors just sitting there.
It's like, what? Super Nintendo World is officially open.
Cool.
Obviously, when the borders open again, people can start visiting it, you know. And hopefully we'll get some news on Super Nintendo World here in Orlando, Florida, because that's going to be part of... that's going to be part of Universal Studios' third theme park that they're building.
I heard it's going to take, like, we're talking a couple years at least. And I think that was even before the pandemic.
Well, no, yeah. And then they shut down production now, so it pushed the timeline back. But I did read news recently that they are restarting production on Epic Universe, which is the name of the park. I have a feeling it's probably going to be somewhere around 2025.
I like how you call it production and not building.
It is a production.
They're building it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I too in the know? Do I have terminology that you don't get?
It's like you might have done it before.
No comment.
But nevertheless, Super Nintendo World in Japan. So anyone of our friends, fans there in Japan, let us know how it is if you're able to go. I'm dying to go. All joking aside, that place looks awesome.
Yeah, I cannot wait to go as well. So it's going to be awesome. Cool. And that is all I got for the news.
All right. I think we'll wrap it up with another anniversary. This year, tons of anniversaries.
Yep.
As we talked about in the past, I forgot what number anniversary this is. I'm afraid to even remind myself what it is. Oh God, I'm looking at it now. It is the 20th anniversary. God, this thing's 20 years old. You know what?
Yep.
Sadly, it makes sense because I kind of equate it with something else. The Game Boy Advance turns 20.
20 Good years.
Lord, 20.
20 years ago in Japan, you were able to pick this up right now.
Japan got it March 21st, 2001. We got it June 11th. Europe and Australia got it June 22nd of 2001. And China didn't get it till June 8th of 04. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't like them at the time.
Fair enough. As of June 30th, 2010, 81.5 million units were sold.
Wow.
Best-selling video game. Can you guess the series, analyst? You've already seen it.
I did not see it. Best-selling video game on the Game Boy Advance. I would assume
series.
I would assume Super Mario. No. Pokemon.
There you go. Because I started to say the P. Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire sold 16.22 million units. I'm assuming that's together.
I'm assuming Pokemon has been like the best-selling on all of their systems at this
point. They cheat. They put out two games every time.
I know. It's just not fair. Poor Mario.
So I remember the Game Boy Advance very fondly. I remember being in college, and when this thing was announced, actually a buddy of ours, Tim, a good friend of ours, I remember me and him kind of went in to get ours together, and we ended up pre-ordering the system. I think he's the only person I've ever played multiplayer with on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, nice.
I barely ever played multiplayer on the original Game Boy with people. Because with the link, you know, you saw the link it up.
Oh, yeah, I remember all that.
And
because I never had a Game Boy, but I used to see you do it.
But we would play Advance Wars, which is a really awesome turn-based strategy combat game. And I remember fondly when he got his Game Boy. And unfortunately, I remember like the beginning of the Game Boy Advance because it was 20 years ago. And we have another 20th anniversary coming up this year, unfortunately, with 9/11. And the way I remember that is because when he was getting ready to deploy, he was gearing up and he's like, because he eventually did go over, but we were still in college. So he was in ROTC. And I'm like, listen, if you end up getting called over, make sure to bring your Game Boy Advance. He's like, when I bought the system, I had already asked, you know, they asked for the warrant, like if you want to buy warranty. And he goes, will this, like, can you buy this during an act? Will it work during an act of war, meaning the warranty? And the person kind of laughed. And Tim was like, no, I'm being serious. And this was even before 9/11.
Right.
He's like, just in case, if I ever go over, and like, I got to speak with the manager first. So, but he actually said when he did two tours, and obviously thank you for your service, Tim.
Yes, thank you, Tim.
He said one of the things that got him through it was the Game Boy Advance. So
that's awesome. That's just an awesome story.
Yeah. The system itself, it's basically a Super Nintendo in your hand. That was the first time we got something like a Super Nintendo that was portable. Yeah. To the point where they ended up re-releasing Super Nintendo games onto the Game Boy Advance. You know, we got Zelda Link to the Past, Super Mario World, and then just everything else becoming 16-bit, kind of, sort of. Series-wise, like as far as the games, you always have the Mario series, you always have the Zelda series, obviously you always have Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
I never have. But games like the Advance War series that eventually came out, the Castlevania games.
Oh, yes, of course.
That stuck to the gameplay of Symphony of the Night. Again, very time-consuming, but in a good way. What's great is a lot of these Game Boy Advance games are available on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Oh, that's cool.
So you are able to definitely play. Backwards capability. It was still able to play the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color games, which was a big seller, in my opinion. Even back then, when you really didn't go backwards, like I said.
No, because, you know, everything was always like, you don't go backwards the way you do now, because there wasn't a lot. I want to say, like, at that point, games hadn't evolved as mm-hmm. much as they have today, mm-hmm. where it's like now, like, obviously, like, playing a game on your PS4 or 5 versus playing on your PS1, it's, you know, it's ridiculously different. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with your super, you know, your Nintendo versus your Switch.
Yeah, yep.
So,
And just, you know, it was definitely a drastic design difference. So up until the Game Boy Advance, we had the original Game Boy, which everyone knows what it looks like. Then came out the Game Boy Pocket, which is just a smaller version of the Game Boy. It felt better. It fit better in your hands. Then came out the Game Boy Color. Now, we're still talking the same basic design, vertical of the system, the two buttons on the bottom, screen on top. So when the Game Boy Advance came out, it was a drastic change, because now we're playing kind of like how you, like, you hold the Switch. It's kind of like how you played the Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. I remember feeling awkward, like, oh, this is a little weird to play some games with, because I wasn't used to that design, which later on, that's how I played the Wii U. That's how I played the Switch. So it's kind of funny how, you know, that kind of continued on. But to see the style of games that were capable on those Game Boy Advance packs that were, again, different than Game Boy and Game Boy Color. Mm-hmm. It was a world of difference. I was very happy to have it. And what came about from the Game Boy Advance, which I'll talk about in a little bit, I think some of the better systems on the handheld came after the Game Boy Advance. Some games to talk about first, though. We talked about Pokemon. Pokemon rules the top three of the top 10. Pokemon has the top three spots for best-selling games.
Not surprising.
Ruby and Sapphire is one. Fire Red and Leaf Green were two. Okay. And Emerald was three. Then after that, the rest of it's mostly Nintendo. Of course. Mario Kart Super Circuit, one of the best, and I will put it up against Mario Kart 8. One of the best Mario Kart. Yo, for real. One of the best Mario Kart games.
Bold statement.
Yep. In a series that started coming out on the Game Boy Advance, it ended up like becoming a whole new kind of Super Mario All-Stars-esque series, is the Super Mario Advance games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they basically re-released two Super Mario Brothers 2, 3, and World as the Super Mario Advance games.
Okay.
Super Mario Advance 1, which is Super Mario Brothers 2, changes up some of the gameplay a little, some of the graphics, not gameplay, but the graphics enough. Like, there's giant Shy Guys in the game.
Oh, and cool.
The turnips are like way bigger and stuff. Super Mario Advance 4, which is Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay.
For the most part, stays the same to gameplay, mm-hmm. but that took advantage of some of the amazing peripherals that came out. That came out on the Game Boy Advance, one of which being the e-reader.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the e-reader.
E-reader came out, and you were able to scan cards, kind of like mm-hmm. trading cards, and A, you were able to play games like that, like Donkey mm-hmm. Kong, Psych Bike, and stuff. But for Super Mario Brothers 3, you were able to scan in brand new levels.
Which is really cool. They do that. They had that on the Switch for a little while. Like, you can do a card reader thing.
Did they?
Yes. I have some.
A card reader on the Switch?
Yes. Well, it works with the, you know how the Amiibos work on the Switch?
Amiibo, yeah.
Amiibos.
No, actually, the plural of Amiibo.
No, I know. it's the same thing, except instead of scanning an Amiibo, you scan the card. I have a bunch for Breath of the Wild.
Okay. I think, no, I believe you, and I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I think those are bootleg cards that they just took the Amiibo inserts and threw them into a card.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
I think.
Oh, well, if that's somebody
I'm calling,
somebody
calling the cops.
Somebody gave them to me, so I will happily defer the cops over to that person. you may be absolutely right. It may just be like.
But that's still cool nonetheless. Trust me, my collection of Amiibo would fit a lot better if they were just cards.
Yeah, no, trust me. I'm a lot happier with just having the cards.
You see me trying to scan a Super Mario Odyssey cereal box.
Oh,
it's got an Amiibo in it.
Yeah, I know. I have my cereal box here somewhere, too.
Oh, I was going to say real quick, with Super Mario Advance 4, Super Mario Bros. 3, this I strongly recommend to download on the Wii U Virtual Console, because all those scannable levels are available right off the bat in the game when you download on the Wii U.
Very nice.
Well worth the price.
Cool.
And then rounding out the top three, Namco Museum is number 8, Pac-Man Collection is number 9, and Yoshi's Island Super Mario Advance 3 was number 10. Nice. So,
okay.
The Zelda games that end up coming out on it, the Minish Cap, again, an amazing game to play. So the Advance really took off with handheld gaming, in my opinion. Again, some of the other plugins, we'll call them. There was a wireless adapter that was released in 2004, which was packed in with Fire Red and Leaf Green Pokemon.
Okay.
And it kind of just did what it did. It was a wireless adapter to trade Pokemon, and I guess I think to battle as well. So you don't have to worry about the wire. I don't think there really was too much beyond that. I don't think you really could play a true two-player game with the wireless adapter.
Okay, fair enough.
The e-reader, as I mentioned.
Yep.
For a little while, and I have one of them. I think it's a Sonic cartoon. For a little while, movies were being released on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, which was weird to me. I remember that. And I was like, how are you watching it on that tiny little screen?
It was terrible.
Yes.
If you want to see actually the newest episode of the Angry Video Game Nerd just dropped about Shrek. And he shows a little bit of the Shrek movie playing on a Game Boy Advance.
Nice.
And you can see how choppy it is.
Oh.
But they had, I mean, they had Dragon Ball GT, Pokemon cartoons, SpongeBob, Sonic X is one I have, TMNT and Yu-Gi-Oh! They had three actual full-length movies, Shrek, Shrek 2, and Shark Tale. And what was fun is these Game Boy Advance videos would not play on the Game Boy player on the GameCube. So you cannot watch them on your TV.
Okay. Well, that's of course. Well, that's like when the, was it the PSP?
That you used to be able to watch a ton of movies.
They had a ton of movies on it. It was like the UMD movies, right?
Yes, UMD. That was basically Sony. Old Sony stuff came out.
Yeah, it was all Sony stuff. And there were a ton.
There were, but those were CDs. So they actually played well. I had a bunch of them. Actually, that was the first format that I saw in its entirety, Pulp Fiction.
You watched Pulp Fiction on your PSP?
I did. I never saw it before. And I bought it.
I understand that, but watching it on a PSP is just weird.
You were able to plug your PSP into the TV.
Yeah, I understand that. I go, but at that point, just buy the DVD.
Because remember, that's how me and my dad watched Zombieland.
Ah.
I plugged it in, and it was so dark. I had the settings terrible.
Yeah, but see that, well, and you know, that was one of those things where I just never understood it. Like, you know, watching movies on a handheld like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you're traveling, it works perfect.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's very true. And I've Kindled many things.
That is safe, I'm telling you. Wait, Kindle? I could have bought you a Kindle version of Ready Player 2.
You could have, but I like the physical book.
And then with the Game Boy Advance, its slimming factor, when it finally went into production as well, got kind of like the redesigned, which I like this version a whole lot better because it felt like a traditional Game Boy. The Game Boy Advance SP, which was this clamshell. Everyone knows, for the most part. Clamshell Super Mario Game Boy Advance, which I loved because it put it, like I said, the screen on top, the controls on the bottom. Later on, they put a backlit version that like lit up like a full backlit screen. Because the original SP just had a little light right on the bottom. So you're able to see the bottom two rows of pixels when it was lit. That's why I have my SpongeBob SquarePants SP is fully backlit.
Nice.
And then the what some people actually say might be the crispest, most best viewable screen for the Game Boy is the Game Boy Micro.
Okay.
This tiny system, which only played Game Boy Advance games, but because the screen was so small, the games popped right off the little screen. And Lisa say every time I would break out the Game Boy Micro and play it somewhere, everyone was asking me what the hell it was.
Yeah, because it's one of those ones where like not that many people really even noticed it existed.
It was right at the tail end. It was right at the tail end. It was
right at the end
before the DS came out. But yeah, Game Boy Advance, like I say with the Game Boy, ton of games on the Game Boy that I will put up against NES and SNES games.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of games on the Advance that I will pull up, put up against current gen games as far as gameplay and game value. If you don't have yourself a Game Boy Advance, they're dirt cheap. Go pick one up. And again, a ton of them are available on the Wii U Virtual Console. So definitely nice. Check those out. And happy 20th birthday to the Game Boy Advance.
Happy 20th birthday, Game Boy Advance. I feel like every week we're celebrating another birthday, like another milestone birthday. You know what
Lord
I mean?
Lord knows there's going to be a big one next week. Yes, a big one, but just a continuing one.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those ones I prefer to ignore if I can.
The entire world ignored it last year.
Well, the entire world ignored last year. How about that?
But that's for next week. Yes, all right. And with that, the episode actually drops on that day. Interesting. So with that, I'm good to go. I don't know about you.
Oh no, I'm done, man.
All right. Let's call it a day. Ant, where can they find us?
You guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can watch us on YouTube and Instagram or IGTV, and you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to email us, email at theretrogamers.com.
And with that, I'm going back to bed.
I'm going to record that closing message since I do it every week. That way I don't have to do it anymore. Wow. And when you say, Ant, where can they find us? I'm just going to go click.
Just sit there just motionless.
I'll just sit there motionless, or I'll mouth something different so it looks like a dubbed Japanese guy or something.
Get the cat. The cat holds up. Now, a separate video of the cat saying it. See?
Yes. You
put link on here. He's in here enough.
Excellent.
All right.
He did not visit us today.
Thank goodness, because he's just rude.
He really is. Like he's always got something to say. I should have named him Larry.
Terrible. And with that, folks, we will catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.